Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and the date for today is May 30th, 2014. One more day of the month here, then we'll be in June. So May 30th, 2014, and it's the end of the week, which is Friday, so we'll do a clearing for people that are happy to be out of work, for the work week anyway. So here we go. If you're out of work, they may go, oh, no. Maybe that's some people might like being out of work. I don't know. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for situations, maybe during the week. So here we go. Think of your one particular situation that you had. Maybe you stubbed your toe or something, and it's not doing too well because it still hurts or something. Hopefully that's all the worst that it gets. So here we go. So one, releasing the energy here from whatever you're choosing here. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three. Wow, it's heavy. Four and five. Somebody has a stubbed toe out there. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's energize the light beam. Here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in peace energy to you and into your little room that you're in right now, bedroom, living room, wherever it is, den, kitchen. So here we go. We're in your car even. Maybe you're listening to us on the BBS call-in number, and you're in a restaurant. You never know. Just see what happens around you. Here we go. Bring in the light beam energy. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And we have Cindy on the show again with us tonight. I'm not sure if she's been called in yet. Are you there, Cindy?
I am here.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. We're happy to have you here. Again, it's Friday, May 30th, 2014. This is BBS Radio Station 2. We welcome you all onto the show. We have a wonderful program plan for you this evening. The BBS Fast Chat is still out of order, so if you would like to comment on the show while it's in progress, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we have a lot of announcements, but it is Paranormal Friday tonight, and if you would like to phone in and if you have a paranormal story, we would love to hear that. In the meantime, there's quite a few emails already in CLS questions, so we can start with that. Is there anything you wanted to talk about, Cindy, before we go to the emails?
I say go to the emails. There are a couple of interesting ones. That'd
yeah, there are. I wanted to start with something you two did on the show on Wednesday, where you had Ron removed pins from the bottoms of people's feet, and you asked for a testimonial, and we did get one. When you cleared the pins from the bottoms of our feet, my feet were tingling like when a limb falls asleep. I now feel more balanced ever since you did that clearing. Thank you.
I think we did the pins when you were a baby. Isn't that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it was just the left foot.
Yeah, wow.
The left foot.
That's right. That's right. It was just the left foot.
Left side?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you want to do the
right
other foot now, Ron?
We'll do the other side.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Only half-baked, right? So here we go. Maybe you don't want to be baked. The other half might be better than being baked. But anyway, here we go. The right foot. And so if you need the left foot done, everybody, you need to go to the archive. So here we go. And that'll be on Wednesday. What's the date on Wednesday, you guys?
Hold on one second. It was the 28th.
28. So if you need to have your left foot done, then go to the 28th, May 28th archive. Here we go, left foot. I mean, right foot. You seen the pins when you were young, a baby. I can't recall the exact time, but maybe about a couple months, I think, or something. So here we go, releasing the energies. So one, two, I want to kind of wiggle your foot, see how it feels. Three, four, oh, we have five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So see how your right foot feels. Well, what a way to do codependency, huh? They have to go in to hear the other one if they didn't get it done now. Well, anyway, walk around and see how you're feeling. And we do like testimonials, too. So, you know, great to hear that. Because, see, what happens is when you hear a testimonial, I think this show could be a little weird sometimes, or what we're talking about doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, somebody will bring in a nice testimonial like that, and it worked for them, and you go, yeah, maybe that this is kind of, you know, real, because somebody else felt something. So this is why they're so nice. It does help everybody. And sometimes just the words of the testimonial might be looking at what we did a little differently, and it may connect more dots for you as somebody sends in a testimonial for a healing. So I guess back to you, ladies.
Okay, Ron, my feet feel very relaxed, and it's interesting because it's really like the soles of my feet. It's not, I don't know, it's very interesting. So I definitely feel something. I felt something when I actually listened to Wednesday's show on the archive, and I felt it then, and I feel it again now. So thank you very much. Who knew we were hanging on to that all those years? It's been a year or two since I was a baby. Did you feel it, Cindy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Though it's interesting because even though I was very present on the show Wednesday, I don't remember Ron saying when we were babies. So that's interesting, Ron, because I was there and I was feeling the warmth and the release of the needles. So I guess it still works.
And the reason why I did a baby, because a lot of mothers, when you watch them hold their baby, you know, you wonder why they keep jumping around, you know, and then they're crying. No, you don't have to go too far to connect these dots of what's happening to the poor baby. So, anyway,
right.
We can move on from there, I guess. But yeah, it happens. Oh,
I see, ladies. Okay, well, there's a really interesting email, and as I often say, almost everything we talk about is paranormal. And this is a listener who sent an email last week that we read, and she shared with us that she took all of her New Age books, which I guess was quite a bit, and actually burned them. I don't know if you remember this email, Ron. But then she kind of got knocked out from it. And I had to do some healing. So she sent a follow-up, which is she did another big burn. And this time she did alternative credentials of multiple modalities. And this time, though, she ran the clearings before she burned the books. And so no weakness ensued, and she didn't notice any critter crawling. Ugh, that I guess she felt the first time. But this morning, the morning after she did it, she was awakened abruptly at 5 a.m. with memories of things she'd long forgotten or suppressed. And it didn't take me long to remember Ron saying, "You don't know what you don't know." So I guess it brought up things, and that's a good opportunity for clearings to learn more of what you need to clear. So she said, "I was finally able to enter very, very specific situations in the clearings, which I am still running. Plus, it made her aware of how trapped she was and by the depth of the disdain and cloak of ensuing darkness that I couldn't really shake." I knew to run the 2,000-year darkness barcode removal, as well as the satellite timeline crash. It seemed at first that the heart drop was ineffective, but when I dug in deeper, pushing myself to a resilient brink in that exercise until a breakthrough was had. Thank you so much for these shows that keep us informed, aware, and aligned. Well, so thank you very much, listener. And do you want to comment on that, Ron?
That's very nice. So, yeah, I don't think that happens to too many people. It could, but a lot of times, well, probably the book burning did it because they wanted to reconnect again. But normally, I mean, you won't always feel or have residual stuff coming back at you. I would say they're trying to reconnect or to show you how much you're connected to in your dream state to these things, then also waking up and having the sense of visuals of what you have been through. So that's very good. So one thing, it could be the aliens wanting to reconnect you. The other thing could be your spirit saying, hey, get this crap off me, you know. It's shoving it out so you can see it, you know. So both things could be very valid, but once you know what it is, you're out of your life. So that's very good. Like I said, for the newbies, you know, 6 to 10 shows on the archives are probably what you're going to want to need to listen to on a catch-on, or just keep listening to the live programs, too. I think most people, when they start hearing a couple of live ones, they want to go into the archives. What this is about, because they're kind of intrigued. You know, something that's so simple, yet it's not really talked about in the modalities out there of how source energy works. And this is both that and our your spirit. That's the main thing, to clean out the darkness or view back home. That's the whole process here. But once you start to understand it, realize why, you know, things work so quickly. You know, you start to realize that, yeah, this has to be real because it fixed me. You know, I got fixed by this here, and it didn't take long at all. And somebody doing maladies for years, or, you know, and I'm okay now. So that once you understand that, see how your spirit is working with you, just empowering your spirit for what it might be missing to help you. That's kind of the way I look at it. So, you know, that's how the healings work. So, if anybody has any questions about what I'm talking about, you can send an email, too. Sometimes it needs to be said differently for some people. Sometimes people may listen to programs for months, and all of a sudden I might say a word a little differently or have an example. That's why Jesus talked in parables, to reach more people, to get that fuller understanding. It takes you, you know, more than one time to listen, and then you finally catch on. You go, oh, yeah, that's what that's all about. Then, like, all your ducks are in a row. Dark side does not want you to understand what we're talking about. That's why we have the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. So back to you, ladies.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I have a question about books. And this listener, and again, thank you, listener, for that lovely email, talks about healing modalities, and I know the first books were mostly New Age. I'm curious about things like if we're hanging on to textbooks, even yearbooks and that kind of thing, would it be as also good for us to get rid of those things, Ron, or perhaps even burn them? Oh, we cannot hear you, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I had it on mute here. So,
okay.
Great. So I can't really say what, you know, to have you do with books and things. You could look at it as clutter, and, you know, what's that yearbook going to do to you? So what it's going to do is bring you back into that time, you know, of when you went to school. So if you're more of a younger person, we'll say that your yearbook is... let's just say 1995, just to pick a number here. And you go into your yearbook and you see people that maybe you see, you know, look at all the different people in your high school class. And, you know, you go, oh, boy, this person got in this car accident and he's dead now or she's dead. You know, things like this here. And so all of a sudden it's bringing you back into the timeline. So that's the whole thing. You know, you don't want to be put back into those timelines. So live your life back there and to bring back all that energy. You look at somebody's picture, and it's going to draw you right back into the school event. Now you're on the school timeline, and it's just more of an opportunity for them to catch you because you're on more timelines. So that's the whole thing. Get off of those timelines, all timelines. You want to be in the now. So that's what it's going to do to you and for you is when you start viewing past, just like, when 9/11 comes all the time here, they play those same scenes. They got a lot of mileage on those things. And you may go through the guilt and the anger and everything else, especially if you lost a loved one or something. And, it's not good. You want to walk away, Renee, to live your life. So the whole thing is to get off of the timelines from the past. Why subject yourself to that? That's the whole thing is, why have that around? What you could even try is, collect some old newspapers or something like that. Maybe go dumpster diving or something for newspapers. Go to the dump. Maybe you might find somebody throwing away a bunch of newspapers and pick them up and put them in your room, as long as they're not contaminated, we'll say. And you're going to find yourself possibly thinking of the thoughts when those newspapers were printed because they have the news in it for that particular day. And you're going to find yourself probably getting those energies coming to you, not even realizing it from when they were printed. So you don't want to get hooked up on this stuff, but you need to really understand what the past and that information does for you. So that's the whole process, is to get yourself away from being connected into timelines. Timelines are almost always from the past. Then you bring that past into your current reality. Most of the stuff that you deal with from the past is fear. And then from there, it might be anxiety. And from there, it triggers your emotional body and these other two bodies. So, like I said, the news is not really happy news. You're not hearing a lot of good things on the news. It's normally situations that make you wish you weren't there, probably, or, wow, that happened to that person. So that's what it's about, is to bring you into a timeline that makes you afraid and pushes those buttons, and then you're on more timelines. So the whole thing is, some people say, I don't have a TV. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to be drawn into this stuff. And they throw their TV away. Right away, you're free of what's going on. Anyway, that's, I don't want to keep talking about this here, but that's what it is. Even if you don't use it, it's going to still affect you. It's still going to be clutter, and it'll transmit the energies of the keywords to you, which is what they were intended to do originally, whoever the reader was reading it. So you still got it. You got old news that's still going to be activated, even if it's 20 years old. Back to you, ladies.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a question. How about family photos? Should we burn them? And this listener said that she did.
Yeah, that photo is probably going to cord you, and it'll bring you back to that person when that picture was taken in that same basic maybe month of that area, of when that picture was taken. So, yeah, it's... But that's up to you. That's your call. And I can't tell you to go burn all your family pictures. Because if you do that, then who's going to look at them, 100 years from now if you don't have them? So I don't know, A lot of people do that. They just don't want to have them around because they see the person now and that's all they want, to have that relationship in the now. I might regret burning your parents' photos, For some reason, it was a joyous experience. You may want to hang on to that joy energy. It's still duality, but it might be good for you. Then either passed on you, wish you had the picture. So I really can't say one way or the other to burn them, but it would be energetically for you a benefit to do so. But you really got to look at that yourself on what to do. Get off of those old timelines.
I wonder, Ron, if there's something you could do a quick sample clearing of something for us there.
No, I can do that. I'll show you the timeline. So think of the first time, probably true for most people, they had, if you can even remember, first time your parents hit you, slapped you, or did something to reprimand you. It may even be out of your memory. Here we go. And I'll take away that energy for that particular time with you. So this is your parents doing this to you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I guess I've heard this before from people, who are probably older, and the teacher used to have the ruler and used to hit your fingers. I've heard that more with people who are in the Catholic, schooling, that was going on with the nuns hitting people. I don't know if that's true or not, but I have heard people talk about it. Have to be one of those candidates. Here we go. Act or something. So with the ruler, send the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There. Wiggle your fingers and just see how they feel. We'll do one now. I think most people probably got slapped in the butt, when they were born, by the doctor or, nurse or somebody. So here we go, everybody. First, shake up for reality here. Here we go. So, releasing that from you, that imprinting. So remember, when you get hit, have the energy of the person doing it. So, like if that school teacher was really angry with you, you're giving anger to you through hitting your body, and you're imprinted with the anger. And so this year could be a joyous occasion being spanked. The doctor likes seeing you popped out or something, and they're very excited to deliver a baby. Or maybe they didn't like the way you looked or something, and they go, but I got to hit him anyway. Oh, here we go. So one, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, ladies.
Ooh, that felt really good, Ron. Thank you so much. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm just reading an interesting email that we received. May I share?
Yes, go ahead.
The listener says that last year a button fell off her raincoat, and she didn't know that it had dropped off, and so now she was trying to replace it. This week another button fell off, and she was able to pick it up off the ground and place it in the backpack. As she continued walking, another button fell onto the ground, even though there weren't other buttons missing on the raincoat. So she believes the second button she found on the ground was the button that she lost last year. She's asking, why would a button go missing and reappear a year later? And
it's possible,
I
maybe.
I feel like it's timeline.
Out there. Copy and paste.
Say that again, Ron?
Copy and paste of the past timeline of around a year ago on the button.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that's very interesting. Talk about paranormal.
Well, it's helped me with my keys to do timeline crashes, because I lost my keys once, and it took 3 days to find them. In the same spot I looked, 10 times, possibly. So, timeline crashes do work.
Yes, they do. Okay, I'm sorry.
I have...
Go ahead, Cindy.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, I just have an interesting tidbit about a movie that ties into paranormal, and I just wanted to share that. Does everybody remember the movie E.T.?
Yes.
Yep, long time ago.
Well, mm-hmm. Originally, it was supposed to be a sequel to Close Encounters of the Third Kind. This is what the document says on Yahoo. And as they developed, it was supposed to feature aliens who would kill each other with the tips of their fingers. And then there was also a good alien in the group, named Buddy, by the way, who kind of reflected E.T. Well, as the film progressed, they decided it was too dark, and then they transformed it into the warm, cuddly E.T. that we know today. And I was just thinking about that, or wondering if it's grooming, kind of, because we wouldn't want scary, or we wouldn't accept scary aliens, but we would accept a cuddly, warm one. So I just found that a very interesting transition, and then also how a lot of us connected to that. So I'm wondering if we could also do a query for that.
Sure. So everybody probably have seen the E.T. movie. I just wonder what if there was any type of mind control that the aliens put onto people as they were watching it. So we'll just take something away here. I don't even know what to begin with on what to release. So I guess everybody, when you think of the movie, there might be a special scene in there that maybe had keywords or something that you like watching. So here we go. We'll just see that. So it's up to you guys to do what you want to do here. I'll release the energy as you bring it forward. Here we go, releasing the energy from that movie. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helps to assist everybody in releasing something from the movie that would be used for tracking codes or something.
Well, the thing that popped up for me was just the little guy, what he looked like, so I pictured that while you did the clearing.
Okay.
I feel like it connected us in a way to accept the alien. I mean, that's kind of how they wanted to project that, so that we would accept a warm, cuddly alien. So thank you for doing that.
That was all the other shows after.